Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today. It's always a delight to have you. We chat all the time. We're just so happy to have you. Dr. Lake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you again.
Oh, it's good to have you with us today. And to all my faithful listeners, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, for being so encouraging. You really are the best. And to those who may be new today, welcome to the show. Oh, welcome. And if you are new, please feel free to dial in with any questions you may have. You can dial 215-383-3872 and choose option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. You will be put into the queue for questions. To everybody who's celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday. Those of you who are celebrating this beautiful, and it is a beautiful day, we have officially entered into spring. That's exciting. But, you know, before we get started with the show today, Dr. Lake, I want to discuss something that kind of, it's just bothering me. It really is. On the news yesterday, I heard a very disturbing, just something disturbing. And it was talking about this young teenager, the news featured a young teenager about 19 years old who recently died as a result of a botched up silicone injection, 19 years old, Dr. Lake, because the teenager wanted to enhance the Botox. And I want to talk about that a little bit, Dr. Lake, and I'm sure you have something to say about it, too. You know, today, for the last 2 days, we've been talking about change and how change is inevitable. And, you know, people do want to make changes in their lives. They want to change. They want to look better. They want to feel better. They want to make more money. But I just wanted to say something to my listeners today, to anyone who hears this show. Of course, a lot of people want to enhance their looks. They want to feel better about themselves. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But, Dr. Lake, there are folks that are making some very not so decisions. A lot of people who are doing these injections, many of them are not licensed. They're not licensed professionals. And that's what happened in this case, Dr. Lake. A lady performed this procedure on a 19-year-old. She wasn't licensed. She's not a doctor. And what's happening, instead of using the silicone injections that are FDA approved, there's a lot of feedback. I don't know what that feedback is. Everybody, hold on a minute. Let me fix this. I don't know what that is. But anyways, instead of the young lady using injections that were approved by the FDA, meaning what that means is the silicone is actually within a substance that's placed into the body, meaning it could be an implant substance. The implant is either placed within the breast, within the buttocks. But instead of using the material that the liquid is supposed to go into, most of these people who are doing these procedures illegally are injecting the liquid directly into the body.
Wow.
Now, the thing is, no one really knows what the liquid is. They assume that the liquid is silicone, but it has been documented that sometimes the liquid is oil, it may be gasoline, it could be anything, petroleum jelly, any substance that is directly injected into the body, and that's where the issues are coming in. And these are illegal procedures. And what's so dangerous about this is when a person gets these implants where the silicone gel is directly implanted into the body as a liquid as opposed to being confined within the shell, that's when the issues happen. And these so-called injections are typically black market procedures because they happen to be cheaper than regular implants. And I just wanted to say to my listeners today, it's not worth it. There have been other deaths associated with these illegal injections. And this procedure, when it's done correctly and when it's done legally, could cost anywhere up to $7,000, but people want them so badly, they're willing to pay much, 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 much less money for a quick fix. And Dr. Lake, I do want to just talk to you a little bit about the fact that even if people know the risk, why do people take a chance on possibly death to have these types of procedures done? And it's been noted that these procedures can cause kidney failure. It can cause terrible scarring. It can also cause nerve damage, bleeding, excessive bleeding. And not only that, but the pain associated with it, breathing problems. And it could possibly cause one of your cheeks on your hips to appear higher or bigger than the other. And, of course, some of you have seen this on television. You've seen people who have suffered with this on television and the deaths that are caused. Dr. Lake, I don't know what's happening, but I hear a lot of feedback.
I hear it too.
Okay. Well, let's just keep going. But I wanted to get your weigh-in on that. Why do people, even when they know the risk of such dangerous procedures, what makes people pursue that anyway? Why would they do that anyway?
So much of what we believe about ourselves come from other people. They tell us what we should look like, how we should feel, what we should be, what's acceptable, what is not. And so there is a humongous pressure placed on particularly our young people, but it's on everybody. But when you're young, you're more gullible, more susceptible to it. There's a humongous amount of pressure on us to conform to whoever that they are, tell us what we should look like and be like, to be accepted, to be popular, to be normal. And so young people are dissatisfied with how they look, how they feel, adults as well. And so we'll try anything, most things, to fit into what is, quote unquote, acceptable norms in our society.
Well, I tell you, I want our listeners to understand and share this with your family, your friends, and especially young people who, like Dr. Lake said, they really do want to be popular. They want to conform to what society thinks is popular at the time. But is popularity worth risking your life and risking your health? And the thing about these implants, like I mentioned before, as opposed to being encased within the proper material, these injections typically, this liquid is injected directly into the body. And what happens, of course, sometimes the body cannot protect itself against foreign matter. And lots of times when you're putting liquids in your body of this nature, the body's immune system can react negatively against this foreign material and reject it. And one of the issues that several of the patients or people who've had these illegal injections, they're breathing, they've experienced trouble breathing, which ultimately has led to death. And not only that, but for those who do survive, they have explicitly said they would not recommend it, wouldn't do it again, because now they're suffering all types of health issues. So I guess my thing, Dr. Lake, and of course, being a doctor yourself, your therapist, doctor, you meet with a lot of people who are going through changes and have issues. I would just like to encourage my listeners, if you're going to do something like this, value your own life. Do your research. Whoever you're looking to do this for you, do your research. A lot of folk out there that are doing these procedures are absolute fraud, and that has come out and is being very well noted in the news. They are fraud. And Dr. Lake, I'm sure you would encourage people to make sure that they do their research as well. But just one final word on this, and then we're going to move on. Just one final word. It really breaks my heart when I see young people, especially so young, 19 years old, dying as a result of a grown woman doing something illegal, probably not sharing the risk that's associated with these procedures with these children, these young kids, but making money off of the death and the health risk of young children. That bothers me. But anybody, it would bother me if it happened to anybody, but this particular person was making like $500, $1,200 a pop on these injections. Dr. Lake, what's your final word on this? I mean, I just want my listeners to be careful. Don't want anything like this to happen to them, and just like to get your final word on that.
Low self-esteem continues to be a major factor in most adults' lives. We don't have the confidence and the esteem in our own self, so that we look for artificial stuff to make us feel better about ourselves. Anything that's not from within is not going to last. It's not worth it. And learn to love yourself. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody or anything, for you are a treasure in and of yourself.
Wow. That is simply beautiful. You are a treasure in and of yourself. Just the way you are simply beautiful, because you were created to be who you are. When we come back, we'll continue with the marketing.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Well, as you know, the last 2 weeks we've been talking about this bestseller book, number one bestseller book, that I was introduced to by my mother. Yes, my mother introduced me to this book. She knows I love reading. I do. I really enjoy reading. And this book can be a life changer. It really can be. The title of the book, Who Moved My Cheese, by Dr. Spencer Johnson. And Dr. Lake, when we left last week, we kind of just reviewed some of the handwriting on the wall and some of the nice little pieces of information from this book. But I mentioned to you that I wanted to kind of go through just a few of the points, and then we're going to be done with this book and we're going to move on. But Dr. Lake, and to the listening audience, of course, you know that the characters, there are four characters, Kim and Haw, Sniff, and Scurry. And these four little characters are doing their best to find cheese. The cheese represents what makes people happy. They are trying to find the things that make them happy, and they want more of it. They don't want to lose it. They want to keep it, and they just want it around all the time, continuously, forever, amen. But what we discovered from this book is that change does happen, and sometimes the cheese goes away. And it also discusses what the characters do when the cheese disappears. So if you missed those episodes, please go back and listen to them. But Dr. Lake, I just love getting your feedback on things. But I want to share some of the things that were written. And here's one. It says, having cheese makes you happy. Having cheese makes you happy. And, you know, even Dr. Lake, even in light of what we were talking about with the silicone injection, that could represent someone, especially with the client that you work with, that the thing that makes you happy today may not be the same thing that makes you happy tomorrow. Having cheese makes you happy, meaning the cheese may change.
That is so true, particularly when we get into thinking that things, possessions, and all those things that money can buy are what will make us happy. You see something today, tomorrow it's antiquated, it's outdated. So you will always be in this trying to satisfy ourselves with these newest of things and places. And again, true happiness comes from within. Learning how to be content, it doesn't have anything to do with what you have or what you don't have. It is being content in who you are and you doing your purpose and fulfilling your purpose in life. Man, that's happiness.
And you know something, I think it takes a long time for most of us to realize that things are nice to have, but they really can't bring you happiness forever. And of course, the next thing that it here it says, the more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold on to it. And keep in mind, everybody, cheese can represent different things to different people. Cheese could represent your career. It could represent someone you love dearly, your spouse, your husband, your wife. It could represent a boyfriend. It could represent money, cars, houses. Dr. Lake, that could represent so many things. It could represent contentment. It could represent status, prestige. It could represent political power. It could represent so many things. And people think that the more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold on to it, Dr. Lake, which makes it hard for us to do what we read in the book, anticipate change, especially when you want to hold on to something forever. How true is it that it's hard to anticipate change when something's so important and you want to hold on to it forever? How challenging is that to anticipate?
I think it's extremely challenging for some people who have never experienced having things. And so, you know, when you finally get that break, you get that new car, and so you hold on to it, not realizing that something better is coming. Everything in life is transitory, including our lives. There's nothing that's built to last forever, nothing. So if we hold on to the things that are transitory or have an ending, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Our treasures are not here anyway. So we have to see life in its true perspective. Everything in life will change, and never will there ever be a time when things in life will stay the same. Everything is going to diminish in value or cease to exist.
Oh, absolutely. And how many people realize that? Well, a lot of people realizing it now, but of course, a few years ago, how many people realized that with their retirement funds? People were looking forward to retiring, and then the market had that awful crash, and they lost practically everything. They lost everything. They lost practically all of their cheese and had to either start over, make some major changes, and Dr. Lake, unfortunately, a lot of people did not anticipate that change. And not only did they not anticipate it, and we learned about the fact that it's good to monitor change. Otherwise, if you do not change, you become extinct. That was one that I thought was really, really powerful, and you touched on that one. And listeners, we're reviewing some of the major points in this book. But Dr. Lake, if you do not change, you become extinct. What about that? What about that?
Yeah, that's just the way it is. That's the way it's designed. So I've developed Hold Things Loosely and Others, your relationships, closely, not the other way around. We hold our things closely and our relationships loosely. We got to reverse that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. And adapt to change quickly. What would you do if you weren't afraid? I wonder what type of world this would be if more people were not afraid to step out and do some things that they've been dreaming of, but they're just too afraid to do it. How many inventions may have been created and changed our life, changed the way we live? How much music could have possibly been shared with the world if people weren't afraid to get their lyrics out there, if they weren't afraid to just step out there on faith? How much are we missing because a lot of people were afraid to just step out there? What would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do? And adapting to change quickly. And the next one that it mentioned was smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. Smell the cheese often so you know when it's getting old. Now, Dr. Lake, you work with a lot of relationships. You work with a lot of couples, and you do your best to help couples. I know you do your best to help them stay together, but is this something that couples could really benefit? Not just businesses, but couples too. Smell the cheese often so you know when it's getting old. What does that look like to you, Dr. Lake, when you're dealing with your clients? To smell the cheese often so you know when it's getting old?
If we're not always trying to improve ourselves through reading and training and, you know, learning new things, what we have been banking on, what we've been doing, can become outdated. So sometimes it's good
Absolutely.
To stop and take inventory, assess where you are. And if you have not reached where you thought you should be, look into why and how I could do something better. There's nothing more frustrated than to spend all of your life running in circles, never accomplishing anything because you failed to stop and smell the cheese. Meaning, all right, this is not working. Stop. Do something different. Change the approach.
And, you know, even if we look at the processing of cheese, real cheese, I mean, It starts to get old. It starts getting a little hard. You may start seeing little spots on it, mold starting to come on the cheese. But hopefully you will consume it before that happens. But life is the same way. There's a process. Things do get old. And what's so wonderful about life today is, Dr. Lake, you have the internet right at your fingertips. You can monitor certain things and learn certain things just by going to your computer or going on your phone and going to the internet. Just like couples, if you feel like your relationship is getting old, Dr. Lake has a website that has all kind of fabulous stuff on there, wonderful stuff on there that talks about relationships, what you do when you get in certain situations. So you should smell the cheese often so you know when it's getting old. And Dr. Lake, for those couples who realize that, you know what, our relationship is getting a little bit old, we might need to smell the cheese or make some changes, what is your website so that they can go on and take a look at some of that great stuff you have on there?
My website address is imtasik.org. imtasik.org.
Well, I'm telling you, listeners, you need to go and take a look at that website. In fact, I was on there this morning, and there's some good stuff on there. And he's made some changes. He has video, all kind of stuff on there that you can take advantage of. Now, here's the next one. It says, movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. And this is probably a hard one, in my opinion, Dr. Lake. Most people don't adapt well to change, and most people do not want to move in a new direction because, one, the unknown, moving into the unknown can be very daunting and very scary. And so people don't always want to move in a new direction. But, oh, my goodness, how many people have said that if it hadn't been for this happening or that door closing, that may be how you hear it sometimes, if it hadn't been for that door closing, this door wouldn't open. Or if it hadn't been for me making that left, I wouldn't have made that right. Or if it hadn't been for this, I wouldn't have this new job. Or I wouldn't have met this person. Lots of times when changes happen in people's lives is because they've moved in a new direction, and it helps you find new cheese. And when you move beyond your fear, you feel free. I want to just talk about, stop there for a minute, Dr. Lake, and we only have a few more of these, but when you move beyond your fear, you feel free. You feel free. I wonder if that's something that most people want these days, is to feel freedom, the freedom to love, to live, to care, to share. Not everybody wants that, but moving beyond your fear, you feel free. Is that something that you, maybe not in those exact words or exact terms, but is that something that you try to get your patients to see, that when you move beyond your fear, you can feel free?
Yeah, I do. That's a big concept. Most people don't want to be, they say they want to feel free, but really what they want is the safety of their routine, of their consistency, of their whatever their consistent routine is. To feel free means to get out of your comfort zone, don't play it safe, jump out in the middle of the pool knowing you can't swim, and you put yourself in a situation where I sink or swim. Sometimes it's good to take a big risk. And you never, you only fail if you don't try.
Right. You only fail if you do not try. Absolutely. And I'm not going to be able to get to all of these today. There are a few more of them, but I did want to just go through these to sum up this book. But this last one, Dr. Lake, it says, imagining myself enjoying new cheese even before I find it leads me to it. This is another one that I think you don't hear a lot about. You don't talk about it a lot, but I think this goes right along with the concept of dreaming. You know, when we were children, when we were younger, we used to dream and have these dreams, whether it was to go to the Olympics and be a skater, go to the Olympics and just win the gold medal in a sport, whether it's to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is. We dream. We imagine ourselves being that. And then lots of times parents encourage their children to be what they dream. That to me is imagining yourself enjoying new cheese even before you find it can help lead you to it. What are your thoughts about that concept, Dr. Lake?
Well, this country was founded by dreamers who thought bigger than what they actually saw, or who dreamed bigger than what they actually could imagine. It's on the dreams of many that we have achieved our greatness. It's great to dream. Sometimes, at some point, we got to get out of the dream and get to working on it, making it a possibility, making it happen. Otherwise, it's just my imagination, and I can live there for a while, but it's make-believe. I got to get out into the real world and make my dream a reality, if it's all possible.
Absolutely. And I want to say this to listeners, my listeners who may be going through, you may be feeling sad about something. Something tragic may have happened. You may have lost a loved one. This concept applies too. And what I mean is, even though you may be hurt, you may be feeling sad in your heart, you've got to think positive thoughts. You've got to think happy thoughts. Think about the wonderful memories. Think about how beautiful the memories were of the loved ones that you may have had. And even though you may not be feeling joyous today, you can think of the joy that you used to experience with the loved one that may not be here anymore. And before you know it, hopefully by the grace, you will start realizing how blessed your life was as a result of that person being in your life. I've had to do that. I really have. And a lot of people have had to do that. And the quicker you let go of old things, the sooner you can enjoy new things. Any last thoughts, Dr. Lake, before we end the show today?
Get away from the shore. Cut your life support. Take a chance and go dream. Go live. Go achieve.
Yes, take a chance, live, dream, think happy thoughts, be positive, and until the next time, Dr. Lake, what's a phone number that our listeners can reach you in the event that they do want to change, they do want to take a chance, and they want to be positive? What's a number that they can reach you?
You can reach me directly at 714-376-8643.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a wonderful day. This has been Sharon and Dr. Lake right here on the Marketing Toolkit. Thank you for joining us.